Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I mean, all these guys were at the Senior Bowl, so I decided to stay. I had already, you know, made up my mind I was staying for the game. And frankly, Jordan, he walked out there, and I saw a professional quarterback. After the three series that I watched, I saw a professional quarterback. So that's when I was in full bloom love.
I'm full, so glad we have Brian Gain.
Full bloom love.
Giants
fans are pissed. Woo! We'll see.
Texans fans were a little pissed too yesterday. We got to get back to some Titus Howard talking. We got to get some audio, because Brian Gain had tons of comments about Titus Howard.
Yes. So here,
John, Titus Howard as an offensive lineman. So, you know, we'll start the best five, however it works out. He'll have a chance to compete for a starting job, come in and earn what he gets. But the fact of the matter is Titus has been a starting caliber player at right tackle and left tackle. He's played both positions. So however it works out, we'll see. It remains to be seen. We also think he could play guard. We believe he's a four-hole player. Prototypical guy, has all the height, weight, speed, the measurables that we like. He's got the makeup, the intangible profile that's excellent. I believe he's a three-time captain for his university. So it's a very interesting story in terms of his background and his profile. So we're excited to have him.
Yeah. At the beginning of that, there's another soundbite from Brian Gain on the Texans website, the very beginning, in the war room, that was very interesting as well. He's the kind of guy that you build, that you can build championships with, that kind of thing. They love him. Listen, they've done a lot more work. Lance, you've done a lot of work on him. What was your draft grade on him?
What would amount to a mid to high second round pick, but he's a tackle, so he was probably going to get pushed up. It was good. Here's exactly what I said. This is just my what's called the bottom line. This is what I gave him, a 5.83, and this is what I say.
I think Jeremiah did too, didn't he? You guys have the same grade on him?
He didn't do number grade. No, Daniel Jeremiah does. He uses the old Eagle scale that he got, I think. So I had a round two draft projection until lately, when I realized he was going to be shooting up the draft boards, because fact was, he was getting red hot over the last 2 weeks. It started to happen. I said, ascending tackle prospect who will require additional work with technique and in the weight room to fully realize his potential. Howard is a gifted athlete with rare quickness and fluidity as both a run and pass blocker, and his play issues are correctable with more work. While he will be dinged for level competition, his upside was on full display with his play against Auburn. He needs development, but he's much more than a developmental prospect and could find a starter spot within 2 years. And I said that back in December when I watched him. I watched him in early December. And so that was apparent. I mean, he shut Auburn down. Game one last year, he played right tackle. Auburn didn't get a sniff of the quarterback. He whipped their ass up and down the field all game long. Now, he did have some moments where he struggled at the Senior Bowl with that big step up in competition. Montez Sweat caught him with a bull rush and knocked him down, but he got better as the week got better. So he's got a lot of potential, and Brian Gain talked about that. He was asked about the question about, you know, will he benefit from being in Houston with the Texans? And if we have that, where Brian talks about sports science and nutrition and the weight room and all that stuff, I mean, that's one of the things that teams usually get excited about small school guys for, because they know that when they get a real weight room, they get real sports science, they get actual nutrition. A lot of these guys, it would shock you, John, to know, like, they say that so many of these guys can't keep weight on because they eat trash. Like, they don't eat well at all. They don't drink water. Brian Burns, apparently, was just ridiculous. No. There's a guy named Sean Bunting, a cornerback who will get drafted today and might be a Houston Texan. Actually, I put him to the Texans in round two of my mock draft. And he just drank no water ever. He was so dehydrated that he was in the 180s, and they didn't even know it. He went to the combine, he was 190-something. He ran fast, and they kind of checked him on the bod pod and like, yeah, this is better lean muscle mass than we expected. Why were you so light? Oh, it just turns out, he just was dehydrated, basically, for life. He just peed orange, basically, because he was dehydrated his whole life.
That's a selfish. Tom Herman would not want that guy on his roster.
He's not selfish move.
Lance, you keep mentioning developmental, but more, and could be within 2 years a starter. Is there enough talent on this Texans roster as far as tackles are concerned that people shouldn't be upset if he's not starting right away?
Well, I don't know if you should be upset or not. It's a process of getting to where you need to be with the player. So that is what it is. I mean, it's going to take time. But to your point, Dell, that scouting report I wrote was for 32 teams and 32 fan bases. The reality is he's got a better chance of starting in Houston than anywhere else. And Brian Gaines said he will have that opportunity to start. He's going to get what he earns. And I think there is a decent chance that he could end up getting – I think he'll be a starter at some point this year. I don't think there's any doubt that he's better than Julian Davenport. So Matt Khalil is a guy who, you know, is just a Band-Aid, a cheap Band-Aid, and there's a lot of teams that didn't want him. So I think there's a pretty good chance that he'll be a starter at some point.
I don't think it's a guarantee Matt Khalil makes this team.
I don't either.
No.
Not now.
Yeah, with this. I think he's got it. Here's a problem. You know, it's a first-round pick. It's a huge need. I think they're going to be forced to throw him out there.
Yeah, they're not good enough out there.
Yeah, right. You know, hopefully he's better than anything they got right now. And if it's at right tackle, that's fine. So be it. And then he can maybe move his way over to the left side, whatever the case may be. But he's got to get on the field. The thing that I noticed, though, immediately when I was watching his combine and him run and everything else, you're absolutely right. I had some of the Rice guys over, football players. One of them is Roe Wilkins. He's going over to Arizona State. And he was playing, you know, interior line at Rice at 260. He said, right. I just couldn't keep the weight on. And I said, well, you'll bulk up. He goes, yeah, I just imagine at Arizona State, the nutrition and the weight and everything else is going to just be so much better. And then you ten times that when you get to the NFL and you don't worry about classes and everything else, and it's your job to be physically at peak performance. So I just got to – you look at this kid, at Titus Howard, and the first thing I thought of, how much strength he's going to put on when he gets here.
Yeah, now because his bench press, though, John, was 21. That's not bad for –
That's not bad for a long-arm guy.
Yeah, that's not –
he's a long-arm guy.
You want him over 20, so that's okay. But I think his play strength needs – I mean, he needs tape. I didn't know what his bench press was going to be, and I mentioned strength deficiency. So that means I saw it on tape. So I think that's a concern. Now, he's in the 320s now. I will tell you this. I'll just throw this out there, and I don't mean to be negative Nancy about this, because I do think he's a second-round player who got pushed into the first based on need. I truly believe that. But I thought that about Dwayne Brown. This reminds me so much of Dwayne Brown. I thought Dwayne was a second- or third-round guy in 2008, and we know he became an all-pro. And he developed very, very quickly. He was a former tight end turned tackle. This is a former quarterback turned tackle. Dwayne Brown was on the right side and moved to the left. This guy's on the right side and moved to the left. There's a lot of comparisons to both of them when you see their trajectory and their arc and what they do well. But the problem, the one concern I have was he was in the two. I think he was sub 300 when he played, and then he's up to 322, 324 already. That was a little. It caused me to raise my eyebrows, because that's a lot of weight gain, and you want to make sure it's good weight, and you want to make sure they can maintain good weight, and it's not just bulk or it's not just the guys, you know, not eating right, stuff like that. But the Texans, I'm sure they did bod pod research or whatever they needed to do to make sure it was good weight. So, because they really are into sports science. But that was a little unusual that he gained that much weight that relatively quickly, I thought.
Yeah. Maybe that's where – well, I think he's probably even going to bulk up more than that, Lance.
Well, I mean, 320, that's plenty big for tackles.
No, I get it. But I'm telling you, I just see this guy getting a lot stronger than he is now.
Yeah, no, he could have better lean muscle mass. Yeah. I just don't think you need to have just – I don't need to scale the tip higher. I just need it to turn into muscle.
Right, right. All right, you know, hey, speaking of muscle, what about Craig DeCerf? Remember when he used to bodybuild? That was a long time ago now.
That guy was – yeah, you don't think he can do a push – you know, do you want to do a push-up contest with a general manager at a car place?
Today I will. Not 20 years ago I wouldn't.
Yeah, you didn't want any part of that 20 years
ago.
No,
but today
– wasted you. Yeah.
Now he just sits around selling cars all day.
I don't know. I mean, he's got his own office. Maybe he does push-ups in there. I don't know. I can tell you this. If you're looking for a truck, if you're looking for an SUV, if you're looking for a crossover vehicle, if you're looking for a car, they've got them in Angleton at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Now, I don't know this for a fact, and this might just be a special offer that I'm making up right now on the spot. But my guess is that if you can beat Craig DeCerf in a push-up contest, he's going to give you additional money on your trade-in vehicle. That's a guess, and I'm pretty sure they do that in April. So if now's the time that you're looking for that Chevy Silverado pickup truck, the SLT edition, if now's the time that you want the Yukon extended body because you got a big family and they play baseball and basketball and soccer and football and you got to have all that space for the kids and for all their equipment, maybe you are looking for a brand new Chevy Impala. You want to get your son or daughter their starter car or maybe one before they go off to college. These are all things that you need to be considering, but you go down to Angleton to Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Why? Because they don't have the overhead that the guys in Houston have, and that Craig DeCerf, who sold a ton of cars in Houston, he said, Lance, this is truly home. We get to treat people with unbelievable respect, with unbelievable customer service, and our prices are never going to be beat. Our trade-in value is never going to be beat. Go to the website, lancezcars.com. Check out their entire inventory, and you can see for yourself why so many people are buying their vehicles in Angleton from Craig DeCerf at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Guys and gals, our whole goal this offseason was to do everything we could to help protect our quarterback. At every step of the process, this guy passed the test. Film, Senior Bowl, Combine, the private workout, the 30 visit, and he passed it with flying colors. These are the types of players we want on our football team. This is how we're going to build a champion, right?
Titus, this is Brian Gain, GM of the Houston Texans.
We're going to take you with this pick, all right? Congratulations, Titus.
There it is, Brian Gain. How about that call? That would be so awesome. Thomas over here said he brought up a pretty good point. You got, not only did you solve your left tackle situation, but you also got your backup quarterback. Okay?
No, that's not a good point.
What are you talking about?
That's not a good point.
If Jared Lorenzen can play, Titus Howard can play quarterback.
He can't play quarterback.
But
Jared Lorenzen
could not play quarterback.
Jared Lorenzen could play quarterback.
Not in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. I don't know if you heard.
For how long?
He played in the NFL.
Was he a successful starter? Or even a successful backup?
Did he not play in the Arena League, too?
No, that's where he played.
Not even Arena League 1. It was like Arena League 8.
So, he was in Trash Arena League. Not the awesome one.
Oh, really? Did he not look awesome in his uniform?
No.
No.
Yes. Not if you like football. If you like eating, yes, he looked awesome.
Well, so does Titus Howard. Okay, make fun of Titus Howard.
I'm not making fun of him.
Oh, really? You made fun of the Texans' uniform change, which was a huge, huge up.
So did you.
No.
The thing about that whole Brian Gain audio, it's great and all. It's made for TV, so I question it a little bit. But that speech he just made, but it's only great if your evaluations are good. I don't care about your hype video. If your evaluations are good, Titus Howard fits what you want, great. But if your evaluations are trash, I don't care if Titus Howard fits what you want because you don't know how to evaluate.
So you're saying he's Xavier Suofilo?
I'm not saying that, but first of all, that's a hype video just to put out there, so congratulations for the Texans and their production team. It only matters if you evaluate correctly. I don't care that he fit all your needs or what you look for in a tackle.
I don't know if you know this, but we're giving the Texans an A. And oh, by the way,
did Raheel give
Raheel's
them
algorithm
a 46? Because that's the highest on that scale.
The highest on the scale is 46.
Do you know how much I had to deal with that crap yesterday? I'm trying to have real draft talk, and people are like, you should thank Raheel for this. Raheel, well, to be honest with you, Raheel had a much higher RDA or whatever on Cleveland Farrell than you did. So why don't you tell the whole story? Like, I couldn't even comment on players without you dumbasses saying stuff about Raheel-alytics or whatever he called
it. RDA, his algorithms.
Whatever that make-believe crap
Raheel
is.
Dynamic. I don't even know what the D stands for. I just know the A is for algorithm.
It stands for D, EAD. Okay? Because this is Raheel's algorithms. What is it? What is the D stand for?
I don't remember. Dynamic? I don't remember, to be honest with you.
It's RDA.
Yeah.
That's so stupid. So is all this. Here's the deal. Can Titus Howard play? Let's see. We shall see. Okay. Well, who won the draft last night, Les?
That's for people like Raheel to decide. I can't stand that that whole thing. I can't stand that whole, like, these guys haven't even played
football
yet.
Guess what you're going to have to do on Sunday when you're doing your
another awkwardly,
recap.
Yeah. Awkwardly fitting Cowboys hat on and
who
tell everyone
it?
The Cowboys won day two and three.
Well, make sure you get
you know
Texans
what? You're probably right because I didn't have to do TV yesterday, but I do have to do it today. After the draft, I'll be on NFL.com and NFL Now doing a wrap-up show with Bucky Brooks and Maurice Jones-Drew and I don't know, and Money Smith, I think. And then we do it tomorrow. I hope they don't do the hat thing. God, I promise you I'll never have a Cowboy. The Cowboys could draft four All-Pros, and I won't put another ill-fitting Cowboy hat on.
Okay.
Well, we'll see, Cowboy Lance.
That was on you because the Colts should have been the hat you wore last year with two Pro Bowlers in the first round. Okay?
That was the second day.
Your little Chris Ballard.
He had to grade the second day.
That was great.
He chose his beloved Cowboys.
Oh, well, actually, the Colts did get the Defensive Player of the Year and an All-Pro in the second round, so maybe I should have.
So, yeah, I mean, You let down your buddy,
yeah,
Chris Ballard, and
hey,
KJ
my buddy,
and KJ chimes in with the obvious. The D stands for draft. Clearly, we're stupid. It clearly stands for draft. draft algorithm.
I don't think. I think it sounds for D weed.
Well, okay, who is it, Fred.
It's D weed algorithms. So Lance, who where's Drew Lock go now?
So I think Denver. So my round two. I don't know if NFL's put out my round two, round three mock that I stay up until 2 a.m. doing. They need to hurry up and get it done. But I had Drew Lock going to the Denver Broncos in the second round. But I think somebody's going to trade up to get him because he's not going to Arizona and he's not going to the Colts. I think the Colts would be a trade up spot because trader Chris Ballard will just trade away his picks. I told him yesterday, I said, are you trying to put your fans in a coma? I said, you don't spend any money in free agency. You trade away all your picks all the time. I said, what are you trying to put them to sleep? Like, would the season end? They just say, well, I can't wait till round three next year. So I think his second pick will be up for grabs is my guess. And then somebody will come up and make an offer to him. And Drew Lock or a team wanting cornerback, one or the other, because there's a lot of cornerbacks who are going to be on. Like, there's about to be a run on wide receivers and cornerbacks and Drew Lock. So somebody's going to come up there and get him. If he falls to Denver, I can't imagine how Denver would pass on him. But I don't think he makes it to Denver. Now, the most surprising guys who – Juwan Taylor, who is – we'll see what happens, how much that knee caused him to fall. I made him the number one pick in the second round to the Arizona Cardinals, and I gave the Colts Deebo Samuel And I gave the Texans two cornerbacks, Justin Lane out of Michigan State, followed by Sean Bunting out of Central Michigan. They're both taller guys who run well and who have good ball production. Well, Justin Lane is a former wide receiver who's turned cornerback who really has a lot of upside. There was talk that the Pittsburgh Steelers, that was one of their favorite cornerbacks. So, you know, you do have to be careful of teams trading up. Second round, there's a lot of trades, and the Texans are going to have to dodge some bullets potentially with some corners. It wouldn't shock me if they drafted two corners back-to-back, and that's what I gave them.
So you think Samuel's going to be better than Metcalf?
No, I think Metcalf – I have a higher grade. I've got a high grade on Metcalf, but that's because of the traits. I think he'll get drafted before Metcalf, yes. Yeah, that's the other thing. So DK Metcalf fell out as more and more people obviously bought into the, you know, Darius Hayward Bay potential. How often do you see a guy who looks like that, runs like that, and then he doesn't even make it in the first round? And that just told you that teams just aren't – they just weren't feeling wide receivers. But I say that, but N'Keal Harry went in the first round to the New England Patriots, and Hollywood Brown went 22 to the 160-pound guy, went 22 to the Baltimore Ravens. So DK Metcalf fell to the second round. That was a surprise. Juwan Taylor fell to the second round. That was a surprise. Drew Lock Brown fell. That was a surprise.
Brown was a bit of a surprise, no?
Who?
Brown. Hollywood.
Brown. Oh, no. He was actually the odds-on favorite to be
really?
The
first round?
Yeah, not a huge favorite, but he was the favorite to be the first wide receiver off the board. He was like minus 140 on a site I saw yesterday. And then the other guy, Byron Murphy and Rocky Sin, two cornerbacks, and Greedy Williams. What am I talking about? None of those cornerbacks went in the first round. Like, I put him to the Buffalo Bills relatively early in the second round. But, man, people are not feeling Greedy Williams, man. I'm telling you. A lot of the teams just, I think the person, they think he's soft. They think he won't tackle. He won't hit. This whole thing, if you don't really try hard, for example, if you don't really put the effort in with can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, we can hear you.
He can't hear himself, apparently.
Huh. Oh, there we go. Yeah. So if you don't put the effort in during the season, for some reason teams hold that against you.
Well, I don't know why they'd hold that against you.
Like, even at LSU, even in the building, they said, I think Greedy just didn't want to get hurt after, like, the Alabama game. And he's a good kid. You know, I just think he just wanted to kind of, you know, kept hemming and hawing around the fact that he didn't make any plays on the ball this year. And he just kind of coasted in.
Well, but you might get a good. You might get a good one. Oh, he's not all that fond of tackling and stuff like that. But
no, but he is the best corner. Look, Greedy Williams has the best talent in the draft at cornerback.
Yeah.
That's just the truth.
It's just got to make sure he's motivated. You got to pay him millions and millions and millions of dollars so that he'll want to play. And then maybe.
Yeah. I gave him to the Bills with the 40th pick.
He ain't going to like that cold up there. But he is going to like Ed Oliver. Ed Oliver was pretty honest in his assessment of college.
What did he say?
What are you going to miss about going to school? Nothing. Okay.
Okay. Well, now we can tell a dirty little secret. Ed was not happy to finish out at Houston. And I had heard that he...
Behind the scenes, he
wanted out. He didn't want to be there. He was bored at practice. He was bored in game. He just with the level of competition. This guy's super, super talented. He said all the right things about U of H. I don't think he was very happy there. And you've probably heard the same thing, John.
Yeah, heard a lot of that. All right, 713-780-3776. He's gritty, though, I'll tell you that, Lance.
Yes, but it's a different kind of gritty. I'm talking about being on the grid, the energy grid. It's not very often that you get a chance to be part of a club that gets you wholesale products. And when I bring that up, you're immediately going to think, oh, Costco, Sam's Club. And what do? You pay a fee, you pay an annual fee, and you get access to prices that you can't get anywhere else. It's the same thing with Gritty. Gritty, at the website, GoGritty, GRIDDY.com, This is a member site where it costs you $10 a month, $120 for the year. That's your fee. And they will get you energy rates, energy prices direct from the grid. They don't mark them up. They don't change the price. You get whatever the price is. Right now, when I go to my phone and I get my app and I take a look, it is 2.2 cents per kilowatt hour. That's what I'm paying right now. It's completely transparent. You've got an energy cost, and you know what you've paid for during the year. You've got the delivery charge, which is standard. There's no markup on that. Every energy provider has that for you. You have your fee, $10 a month. You have your taxes, and then you have what you've spent. And your app allows you to keep track of the rates of what you're paying for your energy. Every 5 minutes, it changes, and you can keep up with it. And this is a chance for you to get energy directly from the grid at wholesale prices. No hidden fees. There's no contracts to sign. You can leave anytime. Why don't you get wholesale electricity and do what thousands of Houstonians are doing right now? And that's going gritty. GoGritty.com. GoGritty.com. Download the app. And once you're in and once you're using the energy, you can monitor all of your energy consumption from your app. It's amazing. And it's transparent. And it's gritty. GoGritty.com.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back to Prime Social, home of the Friday $10,000 guarantee tournament. Come play, see if you can't cash. And, of course, the huge event that starts on Monday. And the big news is it doesn't matter what day of the week, Monday, Tuesday, every day, they're not closing the doors anymore. It is open 24 hours a day here at Prime Social, nonstop. Steve said they had Wednesday night, they were shutting the doors at about 6 in the morning with 7 tables going. He's like, why would we close? Why would we do that? So they're not. They're not closing anymore. So you're we're here. We want you to come out. It is so much fun. I was here last night. A couple Coors Lights. They got some Coors Lights back there. I was over at St. Arnold's before that, judging the taco contest. You got your taco contest coming up, don't you, Lance?
Yeah, they had to cancel because of weather, and I got to figure out when it. Yeah, I'm not sure what the date is on it, but I'll find out.
We did ours inside, as opposed to outside. So that, you know what, and oh, by the way, it was a beautiful night. Could have done it outside, but we did it inside for St. Thomas, raised money, and scholarship money. That's cool. What we do, okay? It's for the people, and we ate tacos.
Not really. It's for people at St. Thomas.
Pacific Coast Taco, congratulations. You got the job done. You were the best. The best.
So are you excited at all about the draft today and getting some cornerbacks? I mean, it's got to be the case, right? They've got 2 picks in the second, 1 in the third. They got to go get cornerback. And they're not trading, by the way. Ain't going to be any trading up today either. The same thing holds true. They got to have their picks.
No, I would be give away picks. If your picks come through, I would be thrilled.
I would too.
They got a couple of corners. If they get another tackle in a corner, is there any another tackle that could fall there?
A guy named Max Sharping from Northern Illinois, who my dad worked with. I think he's more late second to early third. He also can play guard, but he's a guy that there are some teams that really like him. So Max Sharping from Northern Illinois. It's kind of Greg Little is still out there. If the Texans, if he were to fall all the way, the Texans would have to consider Greg Little at left tackle and Tytus Howard at right tackle. I mean, that's something to consider.
Ding, ding. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, but that's something to consider. Now, I do want to mention also that Justin Lane and Sean Bunting are also two guys that could be off the board by the time the Texans pick, because there is going to be a run on cornerbacks. Very early in the first round, Rocky Asin from Temple, Byron Murphy from Washington, Lonnie Johnson from Kentucky, Greedy Williams from LSU. Those four guys more than likely are going to go off the board within the first 12 picks in the second round, maybe the first 8 to 10 picks in the second round. And when that happens, a little bit of panic could set in. So I think Sean Bunting will get to the Texans. I'm not sure on Justin Lane. We'll see.
Yeah.
Texans worked out Sean Bunting. The Texans, I talked to a team who told me, put Sean Bunting with the Texans. I said, all right, I'll put him there.
When's Eric McCoy go?
Well, he might. So Eric McCoy should go early. Eric McCoy is really talented. I think he, in my mock.
Center from Texas A&M, for those of you.
Yeah, center or can play guard, too. In my mock, second round, I have him going. Hold on. Eric McCoy to the Rams at pick number 45.
Okay. How about Cody Ford, the tackle from Oklahoma?
I got Cody Ford falling to the Vikings at 50. But so, I think Cody Ford goes earlier. I tried to just get this thing done. I just want to get finished. I think Cody Ford will go earlier than that. He may go somewhere like the Jaguars or something like, you know, just some random team like that. The Raiders, actually, the Raiders could use
a random team.
Well, I mean, to me, they are.
Okay.
I mean, they're just a bunch of mismatched toys. Island of misfit toys is what the Jaguars are. But the Raiders could also draft Cody Ford pretty early. And I get why people. I turned on Twitter for the first time. Like, ugh, why'd I do this? But I get why people are upset about a guy they've never heard of. And then, you know, you see a video of Montez Sweat bull rushing him and knocking him to the ground during the Senior Bowl, and you decide, well, that must be every rep he ever takes. Like, okay, this is who he is. Every rep he gets knocked down by guys and run over, and they teabag his face. And then ta-da, and his quarterback gets sacked. Every rep, is like that.
Why are you going to teabag?
What are you going to do about it, Dell? What are you going to do? You're going to drop it, Dell?
You can't. You do that.
I mean, Dell can't drop it. Dell can't drop the call.
I mean, I'm not dropping the call. I just feel like it's aggressive that you allege draft expert wouldn't put that on NFL.com as your
analysis. I'm not going to put that
analysis,
in my.
But you want to besmirch the good name of this show with that?
Yeah.
We see where your priorities are.
So,
100%. That's my clean. Yeah, the house that I like to keep clean. This is my dirty apartment.
So we're either girl on the side.
What?
Yeah.
What you just called us?
Yeah, you're my side chick, and I keep you in a dirty apartment.
Where does Josh Rosen end up?
Dolphins.
Ooh. No, you think
they're the only team who's even talking to the Cardinals allegedly. Who's going to take them? The Redskins were mentioned. The Giants were mentioned. They both took quarterbacks. Who else is that?
And what do they give up for them?
Apparently a third or a fourth, according to Ross Tucker.
Oh, my God.
So here's
that mistake, Steve?
What I tried to tell y'all last year during the draft, this is the problem. And everyone's pussyfooting around it on TV like, yeah, I do. Josh Rosen's got a chance to be a really good quarterback in the league. He's really talented. It's just very strange right now that we don't have a deal done. Why doesn't Steve Keim have a deal done so far? I think maybe he'll be a Giants. Maybe they'll get a first rounder. How about this? People don't want him. How about, can somebody just say that on TV? I'm going to say it on TV. Although Maurice Jones-Drew loves the kid, so I'm sure that me and him will get into it. But how about this? Who loves Josh Rosen? People don't like the attitude. They don't like the personality. They think he's a, quote, they think he is the embodiment of the quote-unquote millennial. I mean, all the negative stereotypes, and that's what they think of Josh Rosen, that he's going to be a giant pain in the ass. There's two coaches who have had him who told me he's hard to coach and he questions everything and doesn't think you know what you're talking about. Like, who wants that? Who wants that? Why in the world would anyone trade for that, a second rounder?
You know who's not adaptable? I would love to throw NFL exec into NBA exec. Like, live the life of an NBA exec, because that's all they deal with. They do is placate the stars, and the NFL has a culture of certainly we're not doing that, particularly if you
haven't done
enough
on
the field yet.
Yeah,
don't you think now that
it's
starting to Antonio Brown,
Antonio Brown is an All-Pro. Like, they're certainly not going to play this game with Josh Rosen, who hasn't done anything on the field. I was looking at his numbers, and people, particularly Dolphin people, are going into it saying, because he didn't have a great year last year, clearly, and saying, can you convince yourself that he could be a good option if you trade for him, a third for him, or are you convinced that he's going to be terrible? What if people on his side say, well, Jared Goff was terrible in his first year, so why can't Josh Rosen improve?
Well, I would say, yeah, 100%. I actually had a decent grade on Josh Rosen. I think as a football player, he's a pretty good football player. I don't think he's great, but I think he's pretty good. Nothing that happened with the Cardinals should count against him. Nothing on the football field. Now, if he was an issue in the locker room, whatever, then so be it. Anything on the football field, he had no pass protection. He had very little from David Johnson. Larry Fitzgerald is just super old now, and then he had a rookie in Christian Kirk. Like, he wasn't really given a lot to succeed. So I can't put any of the football stuff on Josh Rosen. I don't count anything that happened with Arizona. My issues with Josh are 100% personal makeup and how he is going to lead a team and how he's going to be with guys in the locker room. And I know from my dad talked to a coach who had been in that locker room who said he wasn't one of the guys, I can tell you that. He wasn't the dude in the locker room, which was anticipated.
All right, let's finish up on the other side right here from Prime Social. 713-780-3776. If you've got a question, or you can tweet us at John Granato at Lance Erlein.
Are y'all going to do the Raheel thing? Are y'all going to do the Raheel
Raheel's coming
draft?
In now, and he's gonna give us his.
Are you going to let him do that thing? Because
the people want it.
Yeah,
I had to deal
him?
With this all night from people.
His RDA. We got to get it. We got Raheel.
Yeah, we got to hear
it. We still don't know what it stands for.
No, I think it's Raheel draft algorithm. But
or it could be Raheel D-weed
well,
algorithms.
It could be, but he'll explain if teams lived up to his draft grades or not. We'll find that out a little bit later, Lance.
Right. Well,
there is space for Raheel in the draft Lance.
I'll tell NFL.com to cover him. Just say, hey, get a hold of this guy.
You should let him get his bag too, Lance.
Let him give his grades. Yeah, give his grades.
Let's not hear from Todd McShay today either, okay?
Yeah.
That's fine.
And Daniel Jeremiah.
Yeah,
let's not talk to him.
We don't need their
There's no space for them. Only Lance is around.
Yeah. Okay. We got Raheel's RDA coming
I don't do draft grades.
Whatever. T-A-L. I got an acronym for you, T-A-L. What does that stand for, Lance?
I don't know. What is it
Trash
stand
ass
for?
Lance. That's what it stands for.
T-A-L. You're Tal's Hill. Trash ass Lance. Let's talk right now about Prime Social. Let's talk about being open 24 hours now, nonstop.
I hear the chips. Are you shuffling, John? Because throughout the show, I've heard chips.
Those are all Thomas's chips, okay?
Okay.
That's
they weren't yours?
They weren't mine. Quite frankly, I need to get my chips out and start shuffling them. You're right. That's a great idea. But here's the deal. It's they got that one, two, there's still four tables going. You can play, and this is unbelievable. If you're looking for an Omaha game, you're looking for a cash a Hold'em game, you got it going on here. It's so much fun. It's the only place. Name another place that's open at 7. If we got here at 6 in the morning and the place has got five tables going, who else does this? Nobody. They don't have five tables going on at 7 o'clock at night, let alone 7 o'clock in the morning, and it's all going on here at Prime Social. The big $150,000 tournament next week starts May 1st. 1st through 4th are the first days, 4 days. If you're looking for a big cash, you got it. And, oh, by the way, satellites tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. If you want to get into the big tournament, all you got to do is be in the top 20% starting at 2 o'clock right here at Prime Social. PrimeSocialTX.com, PrimeSocialTX.com, 7801 Westheimer. Come see us.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Erlein.
Welcome back to Prime Social. A 7801 West Timer, the place to get. Come on, let's go. Get over here. 713-780-3776. One interesting note, Lance, first time ever two tight ends in the first round from the same team? How'd that happen?
In this first round, that's right. He ended up at 20, right, to Denver?
Yeah. Fant?
Yeah. It's going to be tough. I mean, was he supposed to go?
Where did you have him?
I have him second round, but he was supposed to go in the first. That's my personal grade is second
round.
Where
did you have him on your algorithm?
Don't ask Raheel.
Don't ask Raheel.
Everybody's asking Raheel. They want to know, did you see, there's a bunch of tweets to you, Lance, asking where your LPA, how it compares to Raheel's RDA.
It's one guy.
What's up, Lance? Awesome work yesterday, man.
I'm not talking to you.
He fought Twitter off on his own. He looked like Jon Snow at the Battle of the Bastards.
Standing there with his sword?
Yeah, he really did, man. Yeah, I was trolling the
Raiders, but specifically because the Raiders were mad at my mock draft. I'm like, hey, I thought you were mad when I had Kyler Murray going to you. Raiders didn't like Cleveland Farrell. And then when the Giants fans got Daniel Jones, I already dealt with people vomiting on faces and trash cans on fire and people falling off of bikes into a well and every gif you could possibly imagine about how much they hated me and my mock draft when I had Daniel Jones. When they took Daniel Jones, my heart just started to race. I was so excited.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, going in, I had an RDA of 9.6 on the Giants, and turns out the grade, he took his headset off.
Is he done yet?
Was I wrong, though, Lance?
He wasn't wrong.
I wasn't wrong.
Give that man his respect.
That's why I'm the only draft expert. I'm the only one that gives the grades before the draft.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's how you prove you know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And look, numbers, they just don't lie, John.
No. Your RDA was dead on.
Lance, what's that old hip-hop phrase? Men lie. Women lie. The RDA don't. Lance,
what'd you
men
say?
Lie.
What?
Men lie, women lie, the RDA don't, Lance.
Yep. Raheel draft
the
analytics.
Raheel draft.
Raheel oh, it's draft. An algorithm. Is it analytics algorithm. Or algorithm?
I'm starting analytics next
now.
Week.
You're going to have two websites, RDA and RDA?
Yeah. Sensible okay. Draft
Sharp
discourse.
Sites.
Analytics yeah. And algorithms?
But I just want to clear up a rumor. This isn't a contest between Lance and Raheel. Lance does something. Lance is actually putting in the work of watching these guys. I let the numbers watch them, so I don't have to do it.
You just plug in the numbers.
Yeah. You are Pro Football Focus. I let the numbers watch them.
Exactly.
The numbers don't watch anything, though.
No, they do. It's an algorithm. How does Facebook work? I don't know. It's an algorithm.
It's an algorithm.
Yeah. How does the Raheel draft algorithm work? I don't know. It's like Facebook.
Just like it.
Yeah.
It's just like Facebook.
Yeah.
You think it's going to catch on like Facebook? Is there any way I could buy stock in RDA?
No. We'll never sell out.
No.
The RDA is a public service.
It is. It's for the people.
It is for the people. And look what did the Texans have an RDA of? 17.6 going in. Does it feel like a 17.6
pick?
Yeah,
exactly. Like
that's why I already had the grade out.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't wait for picks. You know why? Because that's lazy.
Thank you. I do my
work before.
Thank you.
Well, we know the deal. One of you is a puss, the other isn't. I think we all know who the puss is, Lance.
Ain't me.
No, you are T-A-L. You're the puss.
Yeah.
T-A-L.
You could say Lance is...
Lance is over there doing serious work at NFL
Network. Is it really serious?
It's really serious.
Is it...
I would say...
With his side chick. He's over there.
Yeah. No, we're the side chick.
Oh, that's right. We're the side chick. Yeah.
The only way to describe Lance right now is the fact that the real swag is the fact that he has no swag.
That's right. He's the Daniel Jones
of
this show.
That's the real swag.
That's who you are. You're the Daniel Jones of this show.
Did he really say that?
The real swag is no swag.
David Cutcliffe said that.
Lance, how is that not a red flag?
Look, to be fair, David Cutcliffe stole that from David Gow when he was talking about Lance. When Lance came back over, David Gow was like, "No, what we say around here, a real swag is no swag."
I'm glad all you
like,
fun little...
Thanks!
You know, this is what bullying... I want you to know something, kids. This is what bullying looks like.
Lance, doesn't that sound like what rapping dad used to say, guns up, or no, guns
yes,
down?
Yes, the real swag is no swag.
Drugs
is
down.
Exactly... Daniel Jones. So Daniel Jones. So Drew Lock. So here's the story of Drew Lock, right? Drew Lock was this big time AAU basketball player. Bucky Brooks told me. So Bucky knows him, knows his story pretty well. He said, you know, Bucky's like, oh, he's got all the swag in the locker room. The fellas relate to him. He, you know, he's like everybody. That's the dude, it, on and off the field. You know, he hangs out with the fellas. And Daniel Jones is like the opposite of that. He is the rapping dad of quarterbacks, 100%. And the thought was Dave Gettleman would not have wanted Drew Locke's swag in that locker room. That does not. He's too used to Eli. Like, you don't want that. You don't want to have that. With that said, a lot of teams passed on him.
That's true. But I tell you what, a lot of teams passed on him. I think Drew Locke's gonna be the best guy in this draft.
Ooh,
you know what? He honestly has. He's my third rated quarterback. But Drew Locke checks more of the boxes than any quarterback prospect in the whole draft. Size, arm talent, production. Played in major conference. He's mobile. There's a lot of reasons to like him. It's just when the big games rolled up, he was crap. Yeah. He was awful against Texas, bad against Alabama, Georgia. Like, he was bad. And you hear what I said there, Raheel? Bad in the big games, like against Texas.
Yeah. He was playing for the right of the entire state, and he just was horrible. So
and then Tom Herman clowned him.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be fair to everybody in that game, no one could outshine their punter. Yeah. So I wouldn't look at Drew Lock too poorly. He had all the shine in his eye from the punter. From Michael,
the punting exhibition.
Michael Dixon.
Unbelievable punting exhibition.
How did Texas wind up with two guys with that word as their specialists? What's the kicker's name?
The new one?
Yeah.
I can't pronounce his last name. Nobody can. It's like boo.
No, wasn't it? Isn't the Dicker Dixon. The kicker?
Oh, Dick.
Dicker.
Right now.
How does that happen?
I think he's talking about the punter, his cousin, Michael Dixon's cousin.
No.
Dicker the kicker.
Yeah.
Does Tom Herman have an affinity for that?
He just looks like D. He just looks for D's.
Yeah.
And then he watches him pee all the time.
So he likes D's and P's?
D's and P's. That's what he loves.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Huh? Well. All right. 713-780-3776. You know what? Be a champion. Be a champion like Tom Herman. I don't know. Be a champion differently than that. Be a champion. All you got to do is go to 1560energy.com and save. Champion's the best. I swear to God, Justin from Black Horse, he switched over. He said, "Is it true? I'm gonna switch over." The first month, he was like, "Holy crap! I can't believe how much money I'm saving." From one month to the next, it was unbelievable how his bill was lower. And he's like, why didn't I do this so long ago? And you too. We researched this thing. It was by far, this was the best company to go with. And we certainly did. And we don't regret it. Not a minute of it. So if you're looking for that electricity company for your business or your home, 1560energy.com. That's 1560energy.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.